Wake up. It's the morning motivation with Brittany Daniel. Hey guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you all are doing well. Good morning and happy Wednesday to you all. It is May 4th when you all are watching this. This is pre-recorded because I am on a shoot bright and early. So when you guys are watching this, I am headed to set, or I should be on set actually. So I hope you guys are doing well this morning. I hope that you guys are blessed. I hope that you guys woke up with a little just vigor for the day, if that's okay. But it is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I did want to have this conversation because we haven't talked about it in a very long time. We talk about mental health a lot. We talk about what to do, you know, when things aren't going right. But as a person who has suffered from depression in the past and who goes to therapy, I think that it's extremely important to talk about this topic. Not only for people who may be struggling, but people who may not know that your people are struggling, or for people who are struggling, but they don't have time to acknowledge it. They don't have time to stop, breathe, think. They're just kind of going through the motions of life because they have to, right? Like most of us have jobs. Some of you guys have families, careers, you know, households to take care of, things to take care of, parents to take care of, children to take care of, the whole nine. And sometimes your mental health gets pushed to the back burner and you don't have time to process. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to just take a breath. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then if you are going through it, what to do if you're not okay? I always tell people it's okay not to be okay. I think that is extremely important. It's okay not to be okay. But how do we get through those hard times? How do we keep going? How do we keep, you know, trucking to the next day sometimes? So we're going to dive into it. But before we do, I do want to go ahead and say the morning prayer. If you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, that is totally okay. You are welcome. But I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. So let's get started. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to connect through the internet. I pray that everyone has a beautiful and blessed day. I pray that I have a great day on set. And I pray that everyone here, if they are struggling or they are just self-aware, that you give them some hope. You let them know that it will be okay. You let them know to keep pushing, keep striving, keep reaching for you. And at the end of the day, there is always light at the end of the tunnel. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So I hope you guys are well. I would say good morning to all you all, but you all show up for every day. And I don't want to go down the list because I have like names. I'm like, oh, I can say all y'all, but I don't want to leave nobody out. I don't want anybody to feel like I did not shout them out. So I'm going to skip the shout outs. But thank you guys so much for coming into the comments and shouting out and saying good morning to me and everybody else, because I know y'all are in there. Y'all are always on time. So I want to say thank you for that. But let's dive a little bit into being okay with not being okay. I think, like I said before, sometimes when we're going and going and going, we can be on a hamster wheel of life. We could be on a hamster wheel of things that we have to get done and careers and school and trying to just figure it all out. And it can be exhausting, especially when you're trying to reach your goals. When you are constantly thriving and constantly pushing forward and constantly, 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 constantly. And you can get to a point at times where sometimes everything just isn't enough. You know, sometimes you can get to a space where you don't know what the heck you're doing. You're weary, you're tired, you're exhausted. If you're anything like me, you just want to quit it all. I've been there. And I think that those times in your life are very important to sit and acknowledge and reflect and not to allow yourself to spiral into a depressive state, because that can happen as well. But just to acknowledge, like, you know what, I'm not really doing so hot in this season. I'm not really where I feel could be at my best. And the way we can counteract that is one, acknowledgement, you know, because a lot of us are taught to like bury, you know, like I feel it, but I'm going to bury it. I can't do anything about it. So I'm just going to bury it and bury it and bury it and bury it and bury it. And it ends up coming out in other ways, in very unhealthy ways. We develop unhealthy habits. Some people form them with eating, drinking, drugs, you know, just toxic cycles of just not being productive, or a gamut of things can happen to cover up that pain, to cover up that discontentment, to cover up the weariness, to cover up the, you know, because let's keep it honest. Let's keep it real. We talk about God and we pray all the time, but at times you may feel like, man, I don't hear him. I don't know what to do. There are a lot of emotions that can happen during that time in that space. And I want to say, if anybody's going through it, you're not alone. There are plenty of people that are doing it. Everybody can seem like they got it all together and everybody can seem like they rocking and rolling, but trust, everybody's not on the same wavelength all the time. So I saw this post and I just typed it in, like, what happens when you're not happy? What happens when, and sometimes it can go deeper than happiness, right? Some of us have a very good job of not worrying about how we feel, but just focus, like I said earlier, on getting things done. So what can we do when we're in those moments? We're not happy. We don't feel like our best. We don't feel like we're pushing forward. We may have all this mental cloudiness going on, because mental health, it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how nice your house is. It doesn't matter what your relationship status is. If you are not in a good mental space, nothing matters. Nothing works, nothing matters, right? So what can we do to combat this? What can we do to, yes, acknowledge, feel it, honor ourselves in those moments, but proceed and get over the obstacle, get over the wall, get over the barrier that we're in front of, right? The number one thing, it's not on the list, but one thing I will always say is pray. I always say pray for what you can't buy. You know, pray to God to lift whatever is in your way, to put you towards the right resources, to help you through this time. Even you just say, Lord, I just need some help. You know, just asking him for guidance, help, whatever you need that you can't get anywhere else. A change of scenery, a vacation. Sometimes getting out of our ruts and our elements can help a lot too. So that's not on this list, but I will say, make sure it's not your environment that's impacting you. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's you just been at home too long. You know, we went through a pandemic. Then a lot of us didn't travel last year. Maybe it's time to book that vacation. Maybe it's time to go out of town. Maybe it's time to go see that friend that you haven't seen in a long time, and just get out of that day-to-day mundane, nonstop hamster wheel, right? Because especially if you're like in a season of sacrifice, or you're like, go, 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 and you're trying to work towards something, or you're trying to make something happen, sometimes that mundane, constant thing can get really in the way of that. So maybe a change of scenery. That's another thing. So prayer, change of scenery. According to this list, I just Googled, like, what do you do if I'm not happy, right? And it says, change your mindset. Now, mental health awareness one. This can be easier said than done, especially if you've been diagnosed in the past. So it's way down on the list, but if you find yourself where you're trying to change your mindset, you're trying to, you know, think positive, you're trying to figure out, you know, and you're trying to be positive and nothing is working, I will say, go ahead and seek some professional help, a real live therapist. And they can be challenging to find. There are, blacktherapist.com, BetterHelp. And then there's another resource that my therapist told me, Psychology Today, I believe she said. There's like a resource of a lot of good psychologists, and they really do, she said, pinpoint you in the right direction. I believe that was the resource. If not, then I'll make sure I get that to you guys. But she said that that is a really, really good resource, because I tried to ask her, hey, do you have anybody in your network that you know? And she was like, unfortunately, she didn't. But that's something that you can do. If you just find yourself where like nothing's working, I really, really go seek professional help so you can get a hold of what it is, because they have the education, they have the tools. And if one therapist just doesn't work for you, rock with somebody else, find somebody else, but keep searching until you find one that sticks. Ask your friends, get recommendations, you know, go seek people. If you know people, your friends, family that are seeking therapists, ask them, hey, do you like your therapist? Does anybody else go to therapy? It's not as taboo as it used to be. It's pretty standard nowadays. So if you can't change your mindset, if prayer isn't working, then I would definitely go seek therapy, because there could be a underlining layer in something about it. But I will say, changing your mindset, and that's what I love about therapy, is when you get to the root of it, when you really articulate how we feel, because sometimes we can talk to friends, families, loved ones, and let's just keep it a buck. Sometimes they don't be what we need. They don't say the right thing. They don't listen properly. They give us bad advice sometimes. So when we talk to a therapist, we talk to somebody licensed, when they can really uncover why we do certain things, and they really have a great way of switching around our mindset or having us see things in a certain way. But if it's not that deep where you don't need therapy, changing your mindset about how you see things can definitely work. I definitely recommend doing the gratitude list. Like I always say, start from your toes and go up to your head, or start from your head down to your toes. Like, God, thank you that I can wiggle my toes and my arms. Thank you that I can breathe. Thank you that I can see. Thank you that I can speak. Thank you. And even though these may be small things to you, you know, in the grand scheme of life, they're really big, because if it was taken away from us, if any of our senses, our limbs, the ability to walk, the ability to think, the ability to breathe on our own, we'd be in a heap of trouble. We wouldn't be able to live the quality of life that we are. So being thankful for those things, acknowledging what we have versus what we don't have. It can be hard. It can be challenging. And sometimes that's just like, okay, girl, I know. Thank you, God. I'm thankful. But it just really puts you in a mindset of things could be worse. And I know that sounds morbid, and I know that doesn't sound that great, but I saw an Instagram post today, and it was a young lady who stood up for the first time in years and walked herself down the aisle, like on a, what is it called? Like a walker. And it was just like, wow, like that's something I never thought about not being able to do. Or, you know, it doesn't cross my mind that one day, you never know. You know what I mean? So we just want to be thankful for the little things, and then be thankful for the big things, you know, thankful for our health, thankful for our families, thankful for even the stuff that stresses us out, like our jobs, our careers, the significant other, whomever, you know, just being really mindful and taking a look at what we have and counting our blessings could be a great tip. So that's tip number three. So the second tip on here, but the fourth tip in the series is, engage in problem solving. So it says, I don't know what this word is. Rumination. I don't know what rumination is. Let's look that up. What does rumination mean? Y'all, when I don't know words, I just look it up, because ain't no point to guess, right? So it says rumination means is the focused attention on the symptom of one's distress and its possible cause or cons. Okay, so it's a deep or considered thought about something and the action of chewing the cud. I don't know what that is. But okay, so end negative thinking or ending the cycle of these thoughts, right? And engage in problem solving. So sometimes it's easy for us to sit and be like, oh, we have all these problems, or we have all these issues, or we're seeing all these things, boom, 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 right? But maybe if we stop looking at our problems and just take a second to say, well, how can I solve this? How can I change this? What can I do to be proactive and make myself better? Or what could I do to eliminate or change? You know, like I said, changing your environment. Maybe if you don't like the way you look, you go work on that. You go get your hair done. You go get some new clothes. You go, you know, to the gym, whatever it is, whatever the problem is, because sometimes we could just sit in the problem. Sometimes we could just sit there and just sit in the problem. And it's just like, okay, I get it, you know, but what next, you know? So we get the problem, but what's the solve? What's the solution? What's the resolve to the problem? That's something else we can really think about. The fifth tip is to get some exercise. So they say when you exercise, it releases endorphins. Now, I'm always tired after an exercise, so I don't know about the endorphins part, but scientifically, they say when you sweat, when you get moving, when you go for your walks, when you get into the gym and you exercise or you do your workouts at home, or even like some people, some of my clients, they love to work out. Like they love to get their bodies moving and they dance and things like that, which I think is so dope. And it just lifts their mood. So think about that. Like, what ways could you implement exercise to really lift your mood and to get those endorphins pumping, right? All right. So the next tip, it says develop healthy habits. So believe it or not, the foods that we eat affect our moods a lot. I can tell the days that I have more vitamins, more fruits and vegetables, like because I'm detoxing right now and I have to replace all the stuff that I'm getting rid of. I need to replace with vitamins and nutrients and juices and vegetables and fruit and stuff like that. I can tell those days that I'm really disciplined and really like fruits and vegetables, juices, or the days that I stop by the store and get my juices for the day or for a few days, my mood is always better. And then the days that I eat the starches and the carbs and the bread and the potatoes and all the stuff I ain't supposed to be eating, right? The dairy, the cheese is my weakness. The cheese and all of that stuff is when I feel the worst. And we got to be better when we eat because our food affects us so much, y'all. Our food has, especially if we eat, like all the processed foods we eat, especially all the chemical foods that we eat. Like if you guys turn stuff around and you see like red dye number 5 and yellow dye this and blue dye that, especially in our candies, our cereals, pay attention to what's on the, like turn that label around and look at the ingredients. A lot of those ingredients are not good for us whatsoever. So pay attention a little bit to how you feel when you eat certain ways. And that can definitely have a big impact on our mood. The next tip, it says practice meditation and yoga. Practice meditation and yoga. Yoga and meditation are just mindfulness. You get a chance to be still. You get a chance to clear your mind, to think. And it's harder nowadays with social media. It's harder nowadays with social media, with everything going off all the time and seeing this and seeing that. But when we take time to quiet ourselves, when we take time to go inward, when we take time to breathe, especially if you have like anxiety or, you know, you deal with panic attacks or things like that, understanding your breath work is extremely important. Anytime we're stressed, just stopping for a second, inhaling, exhaling, inhaling, exhaling, even making that noise, inhaling, exhaling, inhaling. Even that just felt so good. Just taking those 5 deep breaths. So even if you can't sit in a space for 5 minutes and really power through, take some time and just do in through your nose, out through your mouth. Not only does your brain get oxygen, but you get this calmness that kind of comes over you. And they say when you do this breath work, even just for a few moments a day, it lowers your stress, lowers your blood pressure. It lowers a lot because it's just a moment of calmness, even if everything else around us is really chaotic. And it just controls our breath. It just brings you down. I even feel better doing that just with y'all right now. So try it. I would definitely try some breath work. Definitely try some yoga. Definitely try meditation for sure. Okay. So the next one is super exciting and it says reconnect with joy. Reconnect with joy. We always talk about this, but what lights you up inside? What makes you happy? For me, it's definitely going to spend time with my nieces and nephews. I don't have any children. So when I'm around them, like I get all the hugs, all the kisses. They're like, Auntie Phoebe. And they just give me all this love. They're so excited to see me. And doing things with them really gives me a whole lot of joy. I just love being around them, like my favorite little humans. So reconnect with your joy. Like, what makes you happy? What lights you up? You know, some of you all express that you love to color and paint. Like I told y'all, I love to color, paint, listen to music, go for a walk, go in nature. I'm a Virgo. I love being in nature. I love being in nature barefoot, by the way, grounding work. And when you get grounded and you center and you walk around, and I'm like a hippie at heart down, you know, deep down in my bones. But what, reconnect with your joy. Like, what brings you happiness? What lights you up? What fulfills you on a level that almost nothing else does? I used to love when every time I traveled, I used to love walking around and taking photos. And not for, and this was before Instagram, I used to love taking pictures of like architecture and just design. I just loved it. And even going around and walking through department stores and seeing all the designers, I used to be really into fashion. So I used to love seeing like Oscar de la Renta dresses and Balmain and just all of these designers I would see in magazines, and just going and filling the clothes. That used to be very exciting for me. I used to love that. Just did something to my spirit. So what hobbies or habits or things that just bring you joy, that just light you up, that really, really give you a peace of mind, that just can fill your day? It can be a cup of ice cream. It could be playing with your dog. It can be with spending time with your kids. It could be spending time with your significant other. It could be with your parents. It could be a plethora of things, but what brings you joy? Reconnect with that joy. Get deep down and figure out what that is for you, because at the times when you're sad, at the times where you feel like giving up, or the times that just things just ain't thinking. It's just not fun, you know, because life is going to be life. God did not promise us a struggle, carefree life. He didn't promise us that even when we got our goals, that everything was going to be peaches and cream. And, you know, he didn't promise us that. So we have to make sure that we're doing our due diligence to stay as peaceful and as happy as possible. So what is that for you? How do you fill your cup up? How do you ensure that your cup stays full, that you honor yourself, that you honor those moments and you do for you? Okay. So the seventh one, or the one on this list, says professional help. We've already talked about getting a therapist, going to seek therapy or anything like that. And the next and final tip this list has is next and small ways to feel better when you're depressed. Oh, they're pumping up their guide. Let's see. Okay. So this is a good one. So this says 12 tips to being less miserable. I like this one. So it says, recognize that the unhappiness you are experiencing. Remember, we talked about recognizing what's going on, honoring where we're at. It's okay not to be okay. And then offer yourself some compassion. I love that. Remember, we talk about being your own best friend. Like, don't beat yourself up when you're in those moments. I know some people, they're like, I work harder, I go harder. You know, I tell myself to get up, I pretend. That none of that works for me. None of that works for me. I don't know about y'all. I have to be very, I cannot lie to myself. I've spent a lot of time being very honest with myself. And although you have to push through those moments, although sometimes we can't show that to everybody, and if we have to go to work or we have to be around our children or whatever the case may be, I understand that you can't do that all the time. But allow yourself, give yourself compassion in those moments. You know, don't beat yourself up. Don't make yourself feel worse than you already do. It's okay to acknowledge that I'm just not my best right now. I'm not feeling so hot. This ain't my best moment. I don't like it. It's okay to do that. But then it says, give yourself permission to be happy when possible. Give yourself permission to be happy. Wow. I've never heard that before. How many of us are not allowing ourselves to be happy? How many of us are just allowing ourselves to stay in this funk? Give yourself permission to be happy. Okay, so the next one says experiencing pleasing and healthy distractions. So I like that. So it's offering, I like this little list. Give your experience pleasing and healthy distractions. So what could you distract yourself from in those moments? Is it watching? I used to love watching comedies. I love watching certain shows. I love taking my mind off of it sometimes. But we don't want to get trapped again into like the depressive state where we're consuming content, consuming, trying to escape. But it's okay to allow yourself, you know what? I just need to do this for me. Or I'm just going to take a nap. Or I'm just going to I'm just going to do this. I know when it gets really hard for me, sometimes all I need to do is go to sleep. And I know when I sleep, when I wake up, I'll be okay. But you have to be very self-aware, because if you're sleeping more and more and more and it becomes a habit, you want to look out for that, because that could be a sign of depression. So we don't want to oversleep, but sometimes a lot of us just need some rest because we've been working a lot and we just need a nap. We just need to go to bed. We just need to go to sleep. You know, some of us stay up really late. Some of us get up really early. Y'all get up with morning motivation with me. So I know y'all get up early, especially if you're not on the East Coast. Like, I have some people that are on the West Coast that watch us live or in the Central time zone. So they get up even earlier. So if you're up or you're already at work watching me or listening to me, y'all already get up early, right? So y'all might be tired. Some people just need to take, you know, just a woosah, go to sleep, get some rest. That might be exactly what some of us need, right? Okay, so the next tip says, holding tightly to your self-care program. I love that. How do we take care of ourselves in those moments, right? Do we stop taking care of ourselves? Like, some people, when we get into depressive phases, some people stop showering, some people stop, you know, conducting personal hygiene. So when you're in those unhealthy stages or you're in those stages of funk or fog, how do you tap into your self-care? Do you just eliminate it and let it go? Or do you go in overdrive? And that might be a time where we do extra self-care. We tap in even more to our self-care program. I love that. I like this list a lot. It's from Psychology Today. Look at that. Yes. Okay. So the next one says, seek out creative and meaningful activities. So we always say, like, what brings you joy? What activities can you do that just light you up? Going to a park, going swimming. It's getting warmer now, at least on this side of the hemisphere. I was very ignorant to forgot that on the whole other side of the hemisphere, other side of the world, they're not going through spring. It's fall there, or they're starting to go into their colder months. Very interesting. Sometimes we think, America, we be so ignorant sometimes. At least I can't speak for other people. For me, I get so ignorant sometimes and I forget that I have international watchers. So everybody isn't in the same season or time of year. But where we are, it's getting warmer. We're coming out of the winter months or the colder months. So swimming, hiking, going outside, being outside. It's getting really warm in Georgia. It went from being cold to really, really warm. So, but what can you do to add a little bit more life into your life? Creative. I love that. Seek out creative and meaningful activities. I love that so much. And the last one is compartmentalizing. I know what that means, but let's like look up the actual definition. Divide into sections or categories. Well, we know that, but what do you mean by like, maybe they mean by compartmentalize your life. Like if it's your work that's stressing you out, maybe when you get to a certain time of the day, you're like, okay, I'm shutting down that my work brain. I'm not going to think about work. Or maybe it's your home life that's stressing you out. So when you get to work, you're like, nope, I'm shutting down my home life. It's kind of like when we were kids. I don't know how these kids do it nowadays with social media. But when we were kids, when things were bothering us at school, once we left school, we could kind of leave that there and just worry about that the next day. We didn't have to take it home. The bullies weren't coming home with us. The toxicity wasn't coming home with us. I do not. Y'all check on y'all's kids, because I don't know how they do it now. Like, you know, you can get bullied online. You get bullied at school. We didn't have those kind of issues when we were growing up. Once we left school, it was at school. But going back to the point of compartmentalizing is, you know, maybe, you know, if it's your relationship, when you're, hey, I'm going to deal with that when I want to deal with it, I'm going to handle everything else. And I think a lot of us are really good at that anyway. But if the problem seems to fester, can you compartmentalize it? Can you say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this right now, or I'm just going to shut this down and we're going to shelf it. We're just going to put it on the shelf for later. But I love that. So we're going to read through the list again. So we already talked about prayer. We already talked about, you know, changing your environment. So the next tip is to change your mindset. The next tip is to engage in problem solving, get some exercise, develop healthy habits, practice meditation and yoga, reconnect with joy, consider professional help, Recognize the unhappiness you are experiencing. Offer yourself some compassion. Give yourself permission to be happy when possible. Experiencing pleasing and healthy distractions. Hold tight to your self-care program. Seek out creative and meaningful activities and compartmentalize. So I love that. I hope you guys are flooding the comments with your tips, your tricks, any resources that you guys have, any uplifting words for anybody who may just have a little dark cloud right now, but it will get better. There will be better days ahead. Nothing lasts forever. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, even though it doesn't seem like it. So I hope you guys are doing well. Please give these videos a thumbs up. Do not forget to subscribe to my channel, you guys. That's how we grow. That's how we extend this love across the internets. I did not mean to do that. I'm sorry, y'all. That was so nasty. My bad. That just slipped out. My fault. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I know it was a little short today. I normally have you guys to interact with and to talk to. But I do miss you guys. I'm praying that you guys are well. I pray that today is filled with so much joy for you. And if it's not, it's okay. Hopefully some of these tips helped. I hope that it just gave you a little bit more insight. And don't worry, you are not alone. And if anytime you feel alone, you better come to the Morning Motivation and join the Morning Motivators and be a part of the family. So I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. And I'll catch you guys in my next one. Bye, y'all. See y'all tomorrow.